Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Friday, the 5th of April, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 closed down a little over 0.5% today to 7,773 points, with tech stocks leading the way lower. It seems that most days this week, whether the market was going up or down, tech stocks led the way. The best performing sectors today were the utilities and energy stocks. For the week, which only included four trading days, the market ended down 1.6%, having hit a new peak on Tuesday before falling for the next three sessions. Today, WiseTech Global, REA and Xero all fell sharply. They had plenty of friends. Cochlear, James Hardie, Aristocrat Leisure, Rio Tinto, Goodman Group, Macquarie Group, BHP. They all fell. The energy giants Woodside and Santos were the exceptions. Both ended higher. Story number two, US President Joe Biden has warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that US support for his war in Gaza depends on new steps to protect civilians, a shift in position for the US leader, who's faced increased pressure to take a harder line against Israel amid mounting deaths. According to Bloomberg, the president delivered the warning in a phone call overnight following an Israeli strike that killed seven aid workers, including Australian Zomi Frankum, earlier in the week. According to a White House description of the conversation, the US president said that Israel must announce and implement a series of specific, concrete, and measurable steps to address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers. Mr. Biden said an immediate ceasefire is necessary to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza and urged Mr. Netanyahu to secure a deal in long-running indirect negotiations with Hamas. Story number three, the phone call between the leaders of US and Israel made for a rough night on Wall Street, with a broad-based S&P 500 falling 1.2% and the tech-heavy NASDAQ off nearly 1.5%. That was the biggest daily fall in 7 weeks. The debate on Wall Street was escalating tensions in the Middle East versus the likelihood of rate cuts later in the year. And the former, the Middle East concerns, ended up with most influence, with oil prices hitting another five-month high above $91 a barrel, while gold pulled back from its record high above $2,300 an ounce. Story number four, Rio Tinto has signalled it will set targets for the preservation of nature and biodiversity to bring international sustainability standards to projects in developing nations. The Australian miner has been under pressure ahead of its AGM of UK shareholders held overnight. That pressure came from big European investors who are considering whether to divest over its minority stake in an Amazonian bauxite and alumina business. Now, the bauxite spat received little attention at the meeting, with investors instead questioning directors and management over whether they could achieve sustainability standards while working on Guinea's Simandou iron ore project. According to a report in the Financial Review, Simandou will require large-scale development in a region famed for endangered chimpanzees and fragile forest ecosystems. Chair Dominic Barton recently visited Simandou with Rio's new director, Dean Dalavalli, and he told shareholders that civil society groups in Africa were eager to see the project developed to first world standards. And story number five, this probably isn't a business story, though it is a yarn about someone making a lot of money. Australian NFL star Jordan Mailata has re-signed with the Philadelphia Eagles on a three-year deal worth more than $100 million Aussie dollars. The former South Sydney NRL junior, who a few years ago was offered an annual contract at the Rabbitohs worth about $5,000 a year, is now one of Australia's highest paid sporting stars after signing a fresh deal that will see him stay in Philadelphia until 2028. He's now the fourth highest paid offensive tackle in the NFL. Now, in case you don't know, the offensive tackle's job is to stop the opposition getting to the quarterback when he's throwing the ball. The deal, worth more than $22 million per season, or around $33 million, is up from his previous contract where he was earning about $16 million per season. Mailata was born in Bankstown in Sydney. He's 203 centimetres tall. After playing lower grade rugby league, he switched to American football 6 years ago. Pretty good decision. That's it for the afternoon report for Friday, the 5th of April, 2024. Don't forget to hit follow on the podcast and find Fear and Greed on LinkedIn, Instagram, X, TikTok, and Facebook. Join Michael Thompson and I tomorrow morning for the Weekend Fast Five by Fear and Greed. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.